Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. It is 7:22. Time for What's Bugging You. A chance to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And good morning, Helen. What's bugging you?
Hi, I didn't get a chance to respond yesterday, but we have patients who call our office and leave a message. They talk so fast, you can't understand what they're saying, especially if they have a very unusual name and we're supposed to guess what it is. They don't leave the whole phone number. They only say it once, and they are often, they're in and out of that phone call in less than 10 seconds. And we're listening to it five times, trying to get enough information so we can call them back.
Wow, that's, yeah. Yeah, I can understand that. And kind of what bugs me, that's probably kind of the opposite of that in some ways. Like on my message, I say, hey, I'm not available right now. If this is important or whatever, I go, please leave, you know, a detailed message. And if, hey, it's, you know, so-and-so, I mean, call me back. I call you back. What's it about? Why are you calling me? What is it that you want? That way, when I'm talking to the person, they go, oh, yeah, yeah, I was wondering if you could blah, blah, blah. So, and it's usually an ask. It's like, see, I could have already checked my calendar. Now I'm put on the spot. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm not sure. I got to look at things. Now it presents more phone tag. Instead, they could have just said, hey, are you available on this date to do this? And then I could check my calendar and then get back to them, and it's a done deal. So, yeah, I totally, but to try to figure out what people are saying and not leaving a good, concise message, because usually, you know, you're prompted in a lot of them. Like if you call the doctor's office or like at the pharmacy, you know, please leave, you know, your full name and your date of birth and et cetera, et cetera. And, yeah, but people, I don't know, communication skills are lacking. And younger people, I guess, if they can't text it, they can't verbalize it in some cases. I don't know. But no, I got to tell you what's bugging me. So I told you that I hit a deer a few days ago. And I was extremely fortunate that it really did barely any damage to my vehicle. I mean, I don't know how that happened. You know, they have all these plastic front ends and all that. And I just had very, very minor. It was really a matter of replacing one of those clips and putting it back into place. It really, I did it myself. It wasn't a big deal at all. And I was like, wow. I'm happy that really worked out. Well, just yesterday, when I'm leaving work, I'm out in the parking lot, and, you know, I've parked next to the, you know, where there's like curbing, so nobody can park on one side of me for sure, and I edge over to that side to leave more room. And even in doing that, it appears that somebody hit my car. You know, right where the door meets that front fender panel, you know? So when I first opened my door, it like, almost like a little scrape. How irritating. Nobody left a note or anything. Just how completely rude that is. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, is this a personal thing? Somebody knows that's my car? Is it somebody that works around here? And why wouldn't they fess up? And I just, it's just rotten, you know, and it really bums you out. Especially since I'm like, ooh, I'm so lucky that damage wasn't done. Now some idiot with probably about the brain power of a deer does something like that. And it reminds me of what happened to me. It was just probably, I don't know, maybe it was a year or two ago, probably 2 years ago now, in a supermarket parking lot. And a dent on the side of my truck. And, you know, I take good care of my stuff. And you can match it up with a shopping buggy perfectly to the dent. So somebody let a buggy ram into it, maybe accidentally. It was on maybe a little bit of a slope. Or somebody purposefully did it. I don't know what's wrong with people. You know when you left a dent and you're just going to be so dishonest, you're going to walk away from it? I don't know. And, I, you know, there's a part of me that says, look, it's a material possession. It can be fixed. You know, don't get yourself all worked up about it. But it's just another one of those little stressors that's unnecessary. People just pay attention. Shopping cart buggy or pulling into a parking spot and you, oops, I hit something. Mm-hmm. So that is what's bugging me. Last chance to get in, 877-975-9825. And I'll grab one more call and then we'll go to break. All right. I've got some stories about people are still saying stupid things about Charlie Kirk. I can't believe it. But I'll get to that in a minute. Good morning, Rick. What's bugging you?
Just FYI, whenever you have a deer incident, you do not say you ran into a deer. You tell the officer, the insurance, the deer ran into you.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, that's a good point. And that's exactly what did happen. The deer jutted out right into the roadway and actually struck me. All right, 729 on the Bob Rose Show. Happy Thursday. The government is still shut down, but we do have plenty of stories to get to, my friends. And also coming up at 834, we're going to talk to Senator Rick Scott about that government shutdown. So stick around. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.